District Board of Trustees meeting, June 25th of 2026 at 7 PM. We'll have a roll call. I'm Paul James from Hiram.
Sierra Bradley Clerk.
Richard Rigby Manager.
Craig Rigby Newton.
Kermit Price Millville.
David Willbauer.
Randy Feaser Nibley.
Jeff Ricks Unincorporated.
Kim Hatch Trenton.
Justin Igazans Vic.
Ryan Thompson Clarkston.
Duncan Greer Richmond.
Ed Simper Lewiston.
Joe Archer North Logan.
Kelly Nelson Wellsville.
Jade Allen Smithville.
Okay. First item on our agenda is an amendment. We have a new member, and so we'll turn it over to Sierra to swear him up in, Mr. Thompson.
Okay. So if you want to just stand and raise your right hand, and then just read the oath of office.
Or read it from here?
I can repeat. If you want to just repeat after me, I can do that. Okay. I, your name.
Ryan Leroy Thompson.
Have been appointed to the office.
Have been appointed to the office.
Of Cache Mosquito Abatement District Trustee.
Cache Mosquito Abatement District Trustee.
Do solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Okay, well, you're signed up now.
Yay. You did it.
You're out of it. You don't have to say the prayer.
I have to say the prayer now. You do. The new guy does. So.
We have a couple more. Dave, you want to call it? We're calling roll. You two.
Dave. He doesn't have his hearing aids.
Hey, Dave.
Roll call.
Name, roll call.
Roll call?
Roll call.
Yeah. Dave Gabbard, my part.
No, Art here is Mendon.
Okay. All right. The first item on the agenda is to be able to adopt the agenda. We have a motion.
I move we adopt the agenda.
Okay, moved by Dave. All right. Is there a second?
Craig second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next item on the agenda is to review and approve the minutes of May 28th.
There was one thing I forgot to tell Sierra this on that. It's not the right word. It's proportion. I think it was supposed to be proposition.
That's a possibility.
But it's there in the
If it's spelled right, that doesn't matter.
It is spelled right.
I'll take it.
Where is it? There it is. It is under the manager's report, Richard brought to the board a proportion. It should be, I think, a proposition.
Yes, it should be.
Okay.
I will fix that word.
All right. Is there a motion to adopt the amended minutes?
With that
amendment, rather than have proportion, proposition in the manager report.
Kelly, I see you wanting it.
David, you want to make a motion?
Nelson, I move okay. To approve the...
All right, the minutes of the May 28th meeting. David, will you second that? Yeah. Okay. All right, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right, Justin, you're up.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. My name is Justin Agate.
You can come anytime if you bring donuts or cupcakes.
Sweets and stuff like that, man. But you said start with an opening of prayer. When you're saying, it kind of reminded me of the, you know, when you're in church and they're like, raise your hand. Any that disagree, you know, raise your hand. You always look to see who's going to disagree. So. Anyways, super excited to be here. Just a few things I wanted to kind of run by you. I've been communicating with Sarah, Richard, and met with Dave through email and stuff like that. I wanted to let you know a few things. Your current relationship manager, Richard Bean, actually is no longer with Zions Bank. He left for other employment opportunities this week. And so for right now, I will be your contact at Zions Bank, your relationship manager. I work specifically with the Treasury Department. In the meantime, while we're looking to fill Richard's spot, please reach out to me with any questions or concerns. Happy to help. So, on to number two. So the first time I got in touch with Cash Mosquito Abatement, I think it was my second day, and there was some concerns about a fee and stuff like that. And they're like, "Hey, you want to call Richard or Sierra?" And I was like, "Absolutely, 100%." I called Sierra, and I was like, and I just barely switched from one bank to the next bank. So it was my second day. Worked at this previous bank for 16 and a half years. Sierra, hey, this is Justin from such and such bank, not Zion's Bank. Totally awkward. But it was a lot of fun. I've learned a lot since, and that's actually why I'm here. I was noticing you guys are very concerned, and as you should be, as far as what money goes in and out of Cash Mosquito Abatement. And based on recent or past experiences with fraud and things like that, you're very conscious, which is great. We want all of our customers to be monitoring those balances. As I was learning my new position and learning the roles of the Treasury Department, there are some things that I noticed that could be beneficial that I reached out to, I believe, Dave and Sierra. One of the most recent things that I see with Cash Mosquito Abatement is the balance in your guys' checking account can fluctuate anywhere from $200,000 to $300,000. The 12-month average balance roughly hovers around $214,000. Right now it's around $314,000. While those funds sit in the checking account, they're not earning any deposits. They could be earning money. That's money that we could be giving back to Cash Mosquito on Abatement. One of the cool things that Zions Bank has set up is what's called a sweep account. And what that does is it sweeps funds from your current checking account to a sweep account, and we pay you interest on those deposits. As checks and ACHs and things like that come out throughout the day, it automatically sweeps the funds from the sweep account back to the checking account to cover that. And then if there's anything left at the end of the day, it moves the rest of the remaining back to that sweep account. One of the things that I analyzed over the last little bit is, depending on how much you keep in your balance in your checking account, we could potentially pay you anywhere from $156 a month up to $324 on average every single month, just with your balances hovering between $200,000 to $300,000. And so that would be something I would recommend, because that would cover the cost of your $35 service to protect the fraud on your account for checks and ACH.
What's the rate?
2%.
2%? Right. Why don't you just do it anyway then?
Do it anyway, what do you mean?
Do the 2% anyway on amounts like that. Why does it have to be a special account?
Because the service is to sweep the funds back and forth.
Because they don't pay on checking. They don't pay interest on checking.
Interest on checking accounts. Business accounts don't get that.
What's the minimum amount you keep in your checking account then?
So your checking account's going to be sweeping to zero. So every night it's going to be a zero, because they're going to prioritize keeping most of the
So funds. Sierra could just balance the sweep account, use it when she writes a check, just put it into the account and just use it. The sweep account is like just checking account.
Yeah. She'll write the check out of the checking account. The funds will pull from the sweep account to move to the checking account and then leave. And then go back.
So the sweep account's like a savings account then?
Yep, except the bank monitors it for you and it just automatically moves the funds, so you don't have to go online and transfer any of that stuff.
So your checking account starts out the day at zero. Mm-hmm. She writes a $100,000 check. It pulls $100,000 out of your savings to cover it. Then the day it puts it back.
Yeah, if there's anything left in there, the change or whatever, just automatically sweeps it back to your sweep account.
And depending on how much money is in the sweep account, it's how much interest we earn mm-hmm. for that month.
And you get more, is there a fluctuating, a graduated interest rate for the more money in there?
No, right now it's been hovering around 2%. So they're expecting an increase in rates later on sometime this year. So maybe it goes up a smidge more. So,
okay.
If your balances do drop, there is a monthly cost of $200, which I've already deducted out of that price that I gave you. So the monthly interest that we'd be paying between
between 156 and 324 a month. That already has the $200 already subtracted out of that. So that 150 to 324, that's your net minus that monthly cost. If your balance has ever dropped below $125,000 in that checking account, I would recommend, and you see it's going to be like that for a while, I recommend reaching out to me and closing the sweep, because then you're not really earning enough interest to pay that monthly cost.
Unless you have to have your sweep account, then.
Well, we want you to try and keep at least $125,000, you know, okay, in that checking account, because that's kind of like the break-even point to make sure you're earning enough to pay for that monthly cost of the sweep account. Based on my findings, like I said, the 12-month average is about $214,000 is what Cash Mosquito has averaged over the last year.
So if she closes the sweep account, then when the money gets back above that, you just
we can just reactivate it
then.
Yeah.
Is there a fee for that?
But what if it just goes down 1 month and then back up? Do you have an average of 2 or 3 months running average of that? Or?
I think, you know, I had your 3 month average, but I was only looking at the year. I could probably shoot Sierra or David. And,
what are we getting our PTIF?
Yeah, you
guys, that, what
your 3 month
average? Our
interest? Below that 150.
I can
tell.
I haven't
really seen
per year what.
Because you could actually just keep 120,000 in there rather than having it in the PTIF.
I think they pay more than 2%.
Do they?
Yeah.
The other thing, I have a question. I don't know what all entails in this, but I know I work with a irrigation company, a nonprofit organization. And I don't know about a sweep account, but I know some of these stuff, we're not allowed to put our money in that. Have we checked with to see if that's legal or
you
for
can,
a nonprofit organization?
I don't think it would be any different than the checking account.
Huh?
Are you saying you can't put your money into an account where you can earn interest?
No, if it's a chance to lose money, to cost money. You know, we can put it in a savings account, which gets like 0.001, but I don't know if that's.
Yeah, I don't
have
think
to check if that's something.
Yeah, I don't know.
That, you know, we could do. We have to check what regulations go along with that. If it, you know, if we're allowed to or not.
I assume though that $200 you talked about is a fee for doing it.
That's the monthly cost for Zions Bank charges to sweep your funds over.
And that's what I, that's what.
And would we still need to pay the $35 also for the fraud protection?
So then, yes, that is the cost for the fraud protection on your account.
So it'd be $235 a month fees.
Yes, but the interest that you'd be earning, you'd get a
offset that.
Because, yeah, we'd still earn anywhere from after the fee
after
would be
the,
still 156.
Still
so.
That's your net after you're paying all that fees.
Oh,
so you're getting the money off your interest.
So really, you're probably with the fraud protection, you'd probably be netting, like, worst case scenario, $95 a month.
Or,
you know, $290, something like that. So it'd be better for you now to do this fee than it would be the way you're currently.
I've never seen the bank account go under 200,000.
Go ahead. What's the minimum balance we would need to have in order to get rid of all these other charges you keep telling us about?
Tell me more about that.
Well, what I'm getting at is, and what I brought up reference to start this conversation a few months ago, is that the bank where I bank at, where I maintain a certain balance on my savings, mm-hmm, I have no credit, I have no checking charges, I have no cashier check chart, I have no charges whatsoever, none, because I maintain that balance. So what is the minimum balance that this business could maintain in their savings account, or what you call the sweep account, go get rid of all these other charges that are keep fluctuating all the time?
Yeah. I'd love to take a look at your bank account and see what bank you're banking at, and look at
KeyBank.
So that way I can analyze and get an apples-to-apples quote.
You're welcome to go in and talk to Clint anytime you can about it.
I'm pretty sure he won't let me look at your stuff. But I'd be happy to chat with you one-off about that and compare exactly to see what you have.
The only time that I've ever gotten a charge was on a cashier's check, and they voided it after that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you, I don't quite understand why this being a business, and we run with a pretty good side balance all the time, I'm sure you guys are using that standard balance in there to make loan, you know, to give out for loan money and everything else where you're getting your interest off it. I can't understand why we get charged when we keep a running balance like we are for all this. You're sitting over there and it sounds like we got to do this all the time in order to try to, I don't want to sit here and try to understand the charges every time they come in, whether it's $35, whether it's $135, whether it's something else that you've done. I'd like to know what the minimum balance would be in order to get rid of.
Yeah, we do have another account that actually we've gone up. Oh, sorry, was there something else?
I was just going to say, it's pretty simple. It's just 2%. It's just one number you have to think about. You're just charging 2%.
No, you get 2%.
I mean, you earned your 2%, but then what you're charging is a percentage on that.
The PTIS? Yeah.
Sorry,
I
was going. Sorry,
I said that
one more time.
We're charging a certain percentage.
But we keep most of the money in that.
That $35 a month.
That's what our town does. We transfer money to
every
percentage. The $35, that is a fraud protection to protect your account, so no unauthorized checks or electronic fraud income. So we monitor specifically to make sure nothing is not authorized.
So that's just $35 per month. So it's not fluctuating back and forth, it's just $35.
So it's $35, and then let's say you write out a check, and you don't let Zions Bank know that, hey, I wrote out this check, or I said an electronic withdrawal to come out of my bank account. You don't let us know. We'll reach out to you the next day to say, hey, you didn't let us know about this, but they charge you to let you know $1.50 to say, hey, you want us to pay this item, or you want us to return it. So there's a cost to help monitor your accounts.
Yeah. And that's the reason why this got brought up is because we had a check. It got stolen. It was for like $35,000, wasn't it?
We write a lot of, most of the checks are like $100. We pay them on that too.
Sorry, what?
Most of our checks, you only write like, it's less than, I sign them all, it's probably like 20 a year. Right, Sierra?
Unless it's
other than the trustee checks, which are all about $100. Are those
excuse me.
She has to tell you she wrote all those out.
It's really simple to put them
any
in.
Any checks, any electronic withdrawals.
I usually forget the ACH ones.
Because we want to make sure no one leaves the account without your permission. So if you write out a check or submit an electronic withdrawal, you know, let us know.
There's no charge besides the $35 a month.
Yeah. Now you brought up a good question. So Zions Bank recently just revamped some of their business accounts. We have a business account that would not have a cost to it, but the difference with what you currently have versus switching to the new business account is it doesn't quite offer the full fraud protection that you're getting on your current business account. So the account that you're talking about, that won't pay and want free everything, hey, we all want free stuff, right? However, what the difference, main difference is the current fraud protection that you guys have set up right now, it protects against check fraud and electronic ACH fraud. If we were to move your account to this free account that doesn't charge you anything, it only covers check fraud. It doesn't cover electronic ACH fraud. So you would be liable for anything electronic that comes out of your account.
So you're charging us for all these different things then?
Charging you for fraud protection.
Just the fraud.
My wife pays every bill I've got on the computer. I've never heard of this coming through KeyBank. Everything is electronically from the house. We pay every bill through KeyBank, and I've never seen a bill for it.
Yeah. Come spend a day at my job. I'd love to show you that.
Well, and the other thing I'm getting at, too, is the balance on our money in savings right now. I'm getting anywhere from 3.6 to 3.9. I'm 3.9 right now in the Highland Bank. So, and you're saying we're collecting what on this 300 and some thousand?
Zero.
I don't understand this.
Well, that's on a checking account, though. Are you getting interest on a checking account?
No, my savings account is what I'm getting.
Right now, we only have a checking account.
Do you have the fraud protection on that, on your account?
What now?
Do you have the fraud protection on your account?
Yeah. Well, I've been with them for 30 years, and I've never had any. As a matter of fact, yes, I do. Because we had one time, we had a customer that wrote checks against our UPS account when we had the business, and they in turn stood behind the whole thing. I've never had a fraud that went through on me that cost me money personally.
Congratulations, that's awesome.
I'm just saying, if one bank can do it, I'm sure that another one can do it too. But the only thing that brought this up is, like I said, when we're sitting there running with a balance like we are, and I know you're collecting interest on that balance, I don't understand with the size of that balance that we're seeing all these other little charges that we have to pay for to have you do our business today.
And that's why I'm here, to help you get some of that money back. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been satisfied yet with what I'm hearing. I think there's options out there that we need to continue to look into. I don't think there should be a charge, period, against this business with that balance that's running right now.
Let me ask you a question. You're a business owner, right?
Yes, until I sold both of them, yes.
Did you give away your stuff for free?
Pardon me?
Did you give away your stuff for free?
Did I give away my stuff for free?
Did you offer your services for
free? I sold it to the customer base, yes.
It's the same thing for a bank.
But at the same time, when I was making interest on the money, I made sure that I put my money into a business that paid me the interest on my accounts, to where in turn I'm not sitting here, like I said, trying to digest every little charge that I'm getting hit with all the time. I didn't have time running a business to sit there and wonder what this $20 bank charge was, this $135 bank charge was. I didn't have time to sit and investigate that. It was a lot easier for me to see where a business account charge was zero. I can understand that. And I was putting the money into the account, and we were taking the money out. We ran our own balance, just like Sierra does. We ran our own balance, and we knew that we were in line with what we were putting in and what we were sending out. And the money that the bank was getting was the interest they were, you know, making off loading my money out.
That's great. That's fantastic. Okay. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Let's make a motion. We just hear what Jay had, or Justin has to say about Zions. He can't change what Zions does.
No.
Yeah, right.
We should just hear what he has to tell us about Zions. And,
right.
Yep.
And as of right now, the only fee that we have is $35, and that's it right now, right?
Right now.
Right now.
I just want to provide you a way to cover that fee.
And you're doing your job.
Yep. So, all right, that was the last thing I wanted to go over. You got my contact information here for you guys.
Just curiosity, if they decide to do the other account before it, or a sweep account, what does that consist of doing?
Where's Craig?
We actually need to remove him.
Okay, good. So Craig's on the account. So we probably need to remove Craig.
You'll have to have Dave and Joe.
Dave and Joe are on there.
Paul. Yeah.
The people are on the account right now. Is that what you're saying?
It's Dave Gatherum and Joe Hansen and Craig Hidalgo, but Craig's not on the board anymore. So.
Is there Kermit?
Kermit's
our treasurer.
Craig, Kermit, Barry. Dave. So.
I don't think Joe was one of the ones mentioned. I think it was Kermit, Dave, and Craig.
Yeah.
They just like doing a check account. I get it. So I'm just curious.
I submitted DocuSign, so it's just an email to you guys. You don't have to come into the branch for that. But we would need to move
Craig.
Sorry, Craig. Remove Kermit. Yeah.
Sounds like we got some housekeeping to do.
Let's eat some of the weeds.
How do we remove him?
We need you to come into probably the Smithville branch.
All of us again?
Yeah.
All
because they're going to sign and say, hey, we got to remove him, and then let me get a signature.
Does Craig need to come in to do that then?
Let me get back to you on that. I don't.
He's on an issue.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think he does. If it happens, like it happened
right
when I took over.
But I can shoot Sierra email tomorrow.
All right, that'll be good.
I don't work in the branches. I just cover the treasury stuff.
And then do we come see you, or is it somebody else? We'll have to make an appointment, right, Dave?
Yeah. Well, they're pretty easy going there. If we just wanted to meet, you tell me when, because I'm pretty close to that branch, the Smithville.
It's there just. Diagonal from Smithfield Lees.
So Justin, let me see if I can put this in layman's terms. So right now, all of our money is in a checking account that's not earning any interest at all, correct? That checking account, if we start the sweep account, it costs $200 to do it. But with the interest that we are earning on the money that is in the checking account that's going to that, we'll cover the $200 easily. Yep. And on top of that, we'll be earning at least $157, just under $157.
$156, or could be up to $324.
So what you're saying is we're going to be free and clear of the, with the $157. And up to $324, because the $200 is already taken out of what, yeah, you're correct.
Already taken out.
And then the only thing that will be charged really is the $35, and that will be taken out of that interest as well, mm-hmm, type thing. Yep. Am I saying that right? And so, yeah, each night the bank will take what money is in the checking account, sweep it to there, we'll start earning interest on what's there. Mm-hmm. Sierra writes a check, or an ACH, whatever it is, the money will take out, go back into the check account, be pulled, and then that night it'll be back and start earning, right, interest again.
And you'll get the interest deposited in the account, but then they'll have this $235 in fees.
Yeah, so you'll see
every month. You'll see the full amount of interest.
You'll see the full amount that the monthly cost to build in the checking account, mm-hmm, and then you'll see the interest go in the sweep account.
Yeah.
Right. So, is that pretty much how it's going to work? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's exactly. So, you want to come work with us? That was perfect for layman's terms.
I teach fourth graders, so I can do that.
We're fourth graders.
Well, the back page it's pretty well self-explanatory.
Oh, yeah. It goes over all the details of that.
So. I got a simple question.
Sure.
So when it comes time to reconcile, are you reconciling two accounts? You know, in your QuickBooks.
For Sierra, she would just use the sweep account as her, it would be all one balance.
Reconciliation account.
You're actually writing the money, and then they'll pull that money out of the to pay the check.
Any money in the checking.
Yeah. Right. It'll be zero.
I don't think, yeah.
Unless a check's written, and then it'll go over to that.
So it should be easy.
Like my account.
Yeah.
What would stop her from us having a check savings account and a checking account, and when she writes the checks, manually moving it over? Would there be a charge for that?
No, they allow you to do up to six a month for that. The savings accounts, they are not as competitive as our sweep account is. They're at 0.4 right now on the business savings.
Savings are the best.
All right. So, cool. Awesome. Appreciate you guys' time. Thanks for letting me come out. And I left some Zion's Bank stuff here. And hey, I appreciate your input. It is valid.
One other thing. Thanks for the cupcakes.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. You guys have a good
Thank
day.
You, Justin.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Justin.
Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion to pursue this sweep account?
Gregory, I move we pursue the sweep account.
Okay. Moved by Craig. Is there a second?
I'll second. I'll back it.
Second by Jay. All in favor?
I have a discussion. Once again, my question, I don't know how to. I know I we checked into some of that stuff with at the bank. I know CDs are out, stuff like that. At least there are for this other nonprofit organization. I don't know if we need to check with somebody to see if that's legal.
I don't think
to do that
I
stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's legal.
We're not a nonprofit. We're a special district.
Yeah, but I don't know. But so we don't have to worry.
No,
about
it's
well, governments. Can
it's no different than a checking account, Kermit.
Okay. Yeah, that's just my concern because of that.
It'll be the balance will be kept just like a checking account balance. Only thing is every night it goes back into that. So her checking account balance will say XYZ, and every night that sweep account will say XYZ. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I just wondered if it was legal for us or not. I mean, it sounds, you know, unless you move your money to another bank that has better programs, sounds like a good deal.
Right, and with a CD, then you're managing CDs also.
And then a TV, you can't access it.
Yeah, right, or you have a penalty.
Yeah, so.
There's no penalties on this.
Well, he's kind of hitting on a good thing there. If you're sitting there running with a $300,000 balance consistently, I maybe should look at a CD because he's saying 2% on here.
The PDIS.
And I just renewed mine for 3.9 right now. And that's a 6-month CD.
Right.
That's based off of a yearly figure. But if I do pull it out, there's a minimum fee if I happen to, for some reason, have to pull it out early.
About $500.
That's why we run the PTIF account, because it's getting about 3.9.
Yeah, it's 3.3 right now.
3.3.
So yeah, we just move it. Rather putting it in the CD, we put it in the PPIF down to the state.
And what's it running? What's it?
3.3.
That's not bad then.
Okay.
We're basing off his 2% that he was.
Okay, it's about. Been moved and seconded that we pursue this sweep account. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. All right, Richard, you want to talk about the security system, or
okay.
Sierra?
Inside your packet is a surveillance video retention policy. I reached out to the other mosquito abatement districts around the state and asked for what they do, and a couple of them replied back. And so I went off a couple of their policies and just made it so that we have one for us. And so if you look at it, this is a policy that will go in on the board. If you want me to read the whole thing?
No.
I didn't think so, because I don't want to. A couple of things is there's not a state law necessarily saying that we need to keep recordings, but we need a policy. So what, like South Salt Lake mosquito abatement policy is 9 days. I figured that we could do 14 days. So we'll start on Monday and go 2 weeks. And then Sunday night, it will the new footage will record over that unless we need to have it for incident reports or something like that, then we can pull it off. So that is why I kept it at 14 days. But they also mentioned that if it says 14 days, you better be gone after 14 days unless you have to keep it, because.
And so is this acuity or whatever?
No, this is just the policy.
No, but I'm saying, will this system that you've got do that?
Yes.
Wipe it every 14 days?
Every night it wipes the day off.
Yeah.
Yes.
So just, because the way it made it sound like every Sunday it was going to wipe the previous 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because no. Every night. Every
you're
night,
right.
Yeah, the last 14 days.
So, you're right. I was thinking it'll go 2 weeks, but yes. So every night it will wipe off 2 weeks of it.
The 15th day ago.
The 15th, yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Thank you, Jay. So that is what the policy is. It's got the front and back, and so it fits everything that the other districts have done with their security systems and things like that. So we just need to adopt that policy.
Could I have a question?
Yes.
So like during the winter times, is there times where you aren't there every 14 days? So if you say you went there at day 21 and you noticed
some
type of vandalism that happened, that would be wiped out, right? So
I'd have to go in.
But you can check it on your phone.
This will be the system, and that's the next thing I'll talk about is the system that I'm getting. So, but yes, during the winter time, I'll be going in a little bit more.
And they'll probably give you a notification on your phone if there's any kind of a emotion or something.
Yeah.
So, is this just the building recordings? You don't have recordings in the vehicle?
No, I don't have any dash cams. I do on the four-wheelers have, that's the Verizon Connect. It doesn't have a video on it, but it does have, I can see where they're at all the time. And that one I bought, it's been 4 years ago, I think.
It's just location, not video.
Could
you like to expound on number 7 real quick?
What's that?
Talks about your exceptions to the rule. So basically, if you find something, the way I'm taking this, if you find something, you can extend the footage, correct?
Yes.
So if there's something that's questionable, yeah, you're not prepared to 14 days, you can extend the footage and keep it out for investigation.
And you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Is this word for word from somebody else's?
No, yes and no. So I took from South Salt Lake, because they're the ones who had the most recent, they did this like a month ago. And so I took theirs and I put it into ChatGPT and said that we're a smaller district, this is what the parameters are. We're gonna have this many cameras and things like that, and take this and put it into a policy for the board. So that's what came
on. On six, that first two lines, access to security, who can do it, that's a bit
vague.
Access to surveillance recording shall be restricted to authorized district personnel. Who are they?
That would be, that's true.
And any other individuals authorized by law, that makes sense.
Okay.
Or approved by the district director.
That should be district manager.
Who's the district director and why they,
I missed that one. There was another one that had director and I made it manager, and I missed that one.
This deal up here though, the one above, restricted to authorized district personnel.
Okay.
How do we
can change. That's why we're going on.
You could Cache County Mosquito Abatement Board.
You could just say district manager.
Well, the district manager and maybe Sierra also.
Other individuals authorized by the district manager. You already have it in there.
That's a good point.
So access to surveillance recording shall be restricted to authorized district manager.
To the district manager.
That didn't sound right when I said it. To the district manager and any other individuals authorized by law.
Or individuals approved by the district manager you have right in
there. Yeah.
Or approved by
the... You just said district director.
Manager, maybe we ought to put or board on that last one.
Yeah, something like that.
Because the district manager was corrupt, say...
Or unavailable, or canceled.
And we had to do it. We probably ought to say...
That's a good one.
We ought to probably put manager or board of trustees.
So access to surveillance recording shall be restricted to the district manager and any other individual authorized by law or approved by the district board.
Board of trustees. Manager or board of trustees.
Has permission. Yeah.
Okay. Or so approved by the access board of trustees.
We can approve ourselves.
That's true. So access to surveillance recording shall be restricted to the district manager or district board.
There you go. That's what I think.
And any other individuals authorized by law.
I hate to be a stick in the mud. Is that like two guys getting together, the trustees, or is that a vote of the trustees, or how would that matter?
Well, I think you'd have to have some kind of a, if you're going to authorize somebody, you'd have to have a consensus vote.
Yeah.
It'd have to be a majority.
Yeah.
So we're all understanding that.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, you want to make a motion?
So one more time. Access to surveillance recording shall be restricted to the district manager or district board and any other individuals authorized by law, period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a reason why it has to be limited to 14 days? Because I was thinking if somebody's hanging around the place and they do nothing and then something happens, wouldn't it be nice to go back like 20 days or 30 days?
Well, I could, like,
you'll
that's...
You'll get a notice every time there's somebody there on his phone.
Yeah, and that's what Jay was asking. It's not going to take away 14 days. It will take the 15th day, so I'll still have that.
Yeah, it goes back 14.
One of the problems you're going to have with this is the more days you put in there, the more storage you're going to have.
And the harder it is to find anything.
Yeah, and that becomes very laborious. It becomes very...
And the good thing is...
It'll cost you more money to get that storage.
And the good thing is if we... decide that we need to have, if we find that 14 days isn't enough, we can always amend this.
Go
to 21 or 30
reviewed
or whatever.
Periodically by the board. So.
Okay.
Yeah, the other boards were doing 7 to 9 days is all. So I extended it to just to have that 14.
How long have we had the system the whole time?
We haven't added one at all. I started one because David wanted, and I went and got a one at Sam's Club that it lasted 6 months maybe, but it was a Wi-Fi, it was horrible. But the next.
How many cameras are there?
That's what I'm going to present next.
Okay. So we've been presented by the with the cash mosquito abatement surveillance video retention policy. We have a motion to be able to approve that as amended.
I move to as is with whatever.
With that amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Craig just seconded it.
Okay.
Or whoever.
I'm not a whoever.
Yeah. I didn't hear who it was. I knew it was whoever.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Good.
Okay,
next. You need me to sign this?
If you made, that one we're supposed to take you. I'll use your copy.
And now, so last board meeting, you okayed me to do $1,000, but I went and got some bids and looking at cameras. Cameras alone, this will be for an NVR or NVR?
An NVR.
NVR machine, which is what?
Or a DVR, whatever.
Yeah, basically DVR. NVR, which will, 1 TB of data, and so that will cover that 14 days, and if need to be more, and then it will rewrite itself and start and keep going.
And this is a wired system, so it doesn't depend on Wi-Fi connections
like
out around the building.
And then you need a what's called a POE, which is a
power over Ethernet.
I'm glad you know this stuff, but that's because you spent $350,000 on a system.
It was actually more than that.
Oh, was it? We're not spending that. So that, and then 2 dome cameras that would reach, be able to reach the, and then 2 straight cameras, so 4. So looking at and the 3 people that did come out look at it, 1 camera would be at each gate, 1 would be in the lobby, and then 1 would be pointed into the shop. So I'd have those 4 cameras.
Now you can expand this also, can't we?
Yes. The POE has a total of, I think, 8 slots. This one's going to have 4. So with that, just the, and it's the company that that we're going with is called Ubiquity. It's one of the better systems that are out there. It's not a Sam's Club that you have to have a subscription or anything like that. And this one doesn't have a subscription. It does. I can get it on my phone, all that stuff. But it comes to just over $2,000 for those 4 cameras and then the POE and the NVR. And then for the bid that I got, it would be just about $1,000 for them to come in and program, mount the exterior cameras. Two of my employees and I would be the ones who would get up and that string the Cat 6 cables to save the labor on that. That's a lot of the labor, so it'd save us about, they figured about $800 to $1,000 just us doing that, stringing the cables to where they're going to do, but they would then mount them for us so that there, and so that covers the $1,000 that you okayed for last thing, but I need the other 4 the cameras. So going through the budget, will you look up?
So what's the total cost on this real quick?
$3,000.
Right, just over $3,000.
Okay, and it's battery backup?
Yeah.
How long?
It'll be plugged in, so.
And it'll work if there's any internet or no internet. Right?
Yeah.
So it just has a UPS. Mm-hmm. And then you just wouldn't be able to access it with your phone if the internet went down.
Right.
Yeah, but it still would cut.
But it'd still work.
Still record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
How much are you asking for, 2,000?
And then another 2,044. So probably just to be on the safe side, another 2,500.
3,500.
3,500. So 3,500.
That'll include the wire.
Yes.
Where is it in the, your budget you're
that's
talking
where
about?
I'm, that's where I'm going.
I wanted to see if I was.
So if you go down to.
That better.
The good thing about this too is it's not got battery powered on the camera, so you don't have to charge the dang cameras.
Yes.
But does that battery back up?
The MVR has battery backup.
The GPS will probably only last 30 to 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So under the abatement, there's the capital projects operations right there. I've got $18,000 right there. And so I was thinking there's that would come out of that there.
Is that where that first 1,000 was going to come out of? I don't remember.
Kind of, but this will just move everything underneath that operations, the full 3,500. I was just, the $1,000 you were said that I could use it, and I was going to make it work underneath the other, but this one, under the operations, it'll be there.
Just be cleaner to have 3,500 out of there instead of piecemealing, is that what you're
yes,
saying?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Would the wiring going into the cameras be like waterproof so that
yes.
the water blows
and in? that's part of what this guy would do, would be able to mount and aim it and then waterproof everything mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
And do all the setup.
Yes. So.
Okay. Any questions?
Richard, is it 3 or 3,500?
With the wiring and everything, because he'll have to buy wire.
Okay.
Yes.
So 35 is about 3,044 is what he said, but
okay.
But we need to have some money for wire.
And just all of a sudden there was an extra 500 there on
yeah.
the Yeah. That's the wire.
I didn't know if you needed it for expenses or something.
Yeah. So that's the 3,500.
So you're saying 3,500 to cover all your costs in case mm-hmm. something was more expensive and you'd get it.
Yeah.
So tip tax now at the door 3,500.
Some of the wiring is affected by sun, you know, it'll crack, and after a few years, I've learned that by
right.
that experience. I just wondered if
most of
the
this
good wire will be
it,
money.
It will come,
it'll be
come
going
through
the
ceiling and then yeah. And just right through, and then so
there
most of that wire won't even be exposed.
Might be, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Chances are it won't even be exposed.
You're
come right. right, be mounted against the building, and the wire, the connection will be inside the building, probably.
Yeah.
So. Need a motion? The signs all come with it that say that video surveillance in place.
Probably not, but I can guess.
In English and Spanish.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have Kermit bring a bear down.
That's right.
Some bear spray.
Yeah, okay. Any more questions? Okay, we're ready for a motion. To be able to approve the $3,500 for the security system.
I make a motion to approve the $3,500 for the security system.
Okay, it's been moved.
Second. Yeah, go ahead. Either one of us.
Kelly
whatever.
Did.
Whoever
Kelly.
Seconded it.
I mean, being the new guy here, learning
yeah.
the equipment, the money, and everything, it's, you know, we all pay in property insurance on vehicles, our homes, we protect every bit of our investments. And
yeah.
I think
that's a great idea.
Tax money spent.
Like I said, Dave brought this up 4 years ago, and it just we've been lucky so far. And so this individual last month came, and he still didn't come to this board meeting either. So he's still living in a trailer off to the side. So,
all right.
And you're getting more traffic than you had down there 4 years ago. There's gonna be a lot more people and stuff down there.
Yeah, there's a lot more people everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. You'll buy it.
Okay.
Okay, we'll have the manager report.
All right. Manager report, everything is going well. Our numbers are down, but it's dry. But we've got everybody going. No problems. All the equipment's working well. So no concerns there. I do have another project, not another project, but another ask. The T10 is going to be this, which is the drone that we use. It is, let's see, this is the fourth year that, and it's still going well. But I had somebody reach out to me this week, this past week, saying they've got a T20, which is just above the T10. The T20 will hold about 18 gallon, 18 pounds.
The T10 will do 18 pounds.
Yeah. What did I say?
T10 will hold 18 pounds. Yeah, T20 will.
Yeah, the T10, thank you, will hold about 18 pounds. The T20 will hold about 50 pounds of product. But it's still only a one man. And so what has happened is the bigger agricultural are going away from the smaller drones and getting the big ones that are T50s that have 8 rotors on them instead of the 4 like we have. But in order to do those bigger ones, that you have to have 2 people and a special pilot's license to run them. The T10s and the T20s, I only need 1 person, and we don't need the special pilot's license to run those. But so somebody's turned one, this T20 in, and for the drone, 2 batteries, a cooling station, a battery charger, and the spreading system, because they come stock with the liquid stuff. They will for $12,000. A brand new T20 is around 20,000.
And this one has how many hours on it?
Less than 20 hours on it.
What do we have for backup right now to the T10?
Nothing.
And do you plan on keeping the T10, or you plan on
because my pilots have taken pretty good care of this T10. So we, and they say that these drones will go for about 5-6 years if they're being taken care of and everything with the software update. But then this is the fourth year for the.
And is T10, the so. Does the batteries last longer than the 20? Over the 10s?
No, they're about still the same. So next year, I've got 2 batteries now. So next year is part of the other budget.
So could you spread batteries. The whole 50 pounds with 1 battery?
Nah, I don't know.
Are the batteries interchangeable between the 2?
No.
They're different types?
A little bit. They're based on the same exact system, but no, they are not.
Okay.
So what I'm asking is, 12,000, but go back to our. It would come out of that operations budget again, that capital projects operations right there. So 18 minus 12 would give me 6,000 minus 3,500 would take that down to 2,500 about.
So, but what are your plans for that line item in the budget?
That was just for things like this.
Okay, so we're well within the parameters
yes.
we decided before.
Mm-hmm. That's if we put it under capital projects, which buying something like this that just continuously or is a capital project.
So basically, getting a $24,000 drone for $12,000.
Yes.
And we get a backup.
Yeah.
Richard, I didn't hear if you said it. Why is the guy turning it in?
Because they went to a bigger drone. Yeah.
So I want you to check on one thing.
Okay.
About warranty.
Okay.
Yeah, it carries over.
Yeah. I can ask that.
Yeah, you mentioned that the new ones are 5 to 6 years, and this is a used one, even though the hours are low.
Yeah.
Expecting 3 to 4 years out of this one?
No, this one with the less than 20, because this T10's probably, well, I could look it up on my phone, but this T10's probably got 60 or 70 hours already on it, and it's running fine.
Okay.
So,
and that was the other thing that when I talked to, so I talked to Frontier Precision, my drone pilot, and one other person. They said that under 20 hours is not.
It's a break-in.
Break-in.
Yes, basically. Yeah. But yeah,
60 is nothing
right.
either then.
Yeah.
Because so it's 4 to 5 years. What are they like?
Just software.
Oh, the software is what
stuff,
the,
yeah.
What do you average a year on the drones now?
That's what I was just looking up.
15 years, probably, for 4 years old.
Probably has a thoroughly perfectly good equipment.
But the good thing is an hour on that drone probably takes away 12 hours on a hand spreader.
No, I don't dispute that or anything. I'm just, everything's got a life expectancy anytime you're dealing with drones, solar panels, anything.
Yeah.
So the warranty's an issue. We gotta find out that. But the question I have is that if do you want to wait a month to find that out to come back to the board to get?
I think we can approve it.
Yeah, otherwise
I just think we ought to pursue a warranty though.
And it's coming from a reputable. It's coming from Stott Equipment out of Twin Falls. So I could. I wouldn't have to pay for the shipping. I could run up there and grab it too. So
they're a, like a tractor dealership, aren't they?
They are.
They're not
going
to warranty it.
No, they
can't. Oh, pass it on.
That's one of the things that they have. Stott Equipment has started.
Yeah, I just think you pursue the warranty. I just, you know.
Yeah,
purchase it anyway.
It's probably fine. Yeah, I would say purchase it.
Yeah, it's a used one coming from the manufacturer from a business.
From Stott Equipment.
Manufacturer or?
No, it's a tractor.
It's a tractor that sells them.
They're selling it.
They sell them and service them.
They're a dealership.
So they probably sold this to the company that before they had it.
Yes.
They came back and said, no, we want a bigger one. We'll give you this one back.
They took it on trade.
Yeah.
And they're taking a hit on it because they're going to lose
it. Hey, Richard, you're saying this 20th takes more people to run it? Or how?
No, it still takes one person. But it's a bigger drone. It's a bigger drone.
I thought, what was that one? You had two people have it.
That's a T-50.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Any other questions about
it? That would carry you away, Dave.
That T-50 will fit, barely fits in the back of a truck.
Oh.
It's that big.
That'll carry you away.
Yes.
You too.
Not me, but you. They need a T-90 to carry me away.
I have a question about the drones. So something was said about that, you know, they save us a lot of time maybe on using other ways. Uh-huh. Where do they use that?
So back there behind
Benson Ward.
Very much Benson.
So, you know,
in the sluice.
So my drone pilot, I put him in strategic areas. He covers Benson, and so on Mondays he's in from about the Barrens north, and then
by Amalga.
Yes, and that amount, and then Tuesdays he's south, so down by your place and Wilmore's. Back in that area, and then he is in Wellsville, out there by the historical farm in that area on Wednesdays, and then he does Lewiston. So those big areas.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell the effectiveness of it?
Yes. So because what it does is we've always had the ATVs from the very beginning, and what it does is it he's able to get to. We've built a platform for the drone that sits on front of the ATV, and then we strap it down, and then the boys have built a couple of compartments to put batteries in them. Mm-hmm. And those bigger ones, you have to have a trailer or something to get to, but then the problem is you can't get close enough to like the Cutler Reservoir area out there behind Judge Wilmore's place. Mm-hmm. You can't get a trailer down there, and so you've got to stop at a place, fly the drone, but by the time it gets out there, the battery's dead, so you have to come back again. And so what this does is these smaller ones, I can get right to it, they can fly it, and it might take all six of those batteries, but that's what we also got a generator in the back of the truck that can continuously charge them up, or they'll stop at like the Benson Church and plug into the pavilion there and charge them as well. So. What it does is it gives it an even, they're calibrated a little better. Those four-wheelers are hard to calibrate. We do it, but the drones are calibrated to exactly, and so we can put exact mount, and it's a better spread. We're not, where the ATVs, you're going through those cattails, and you're supposed to be going 10 miles an hour, but you can't keep a 10 mile an hour with them. Where a drone, you just go back and forth, and you're done. And so...
And it covers it through GPS.
Yes.
Plus, you're running into that problem with tires. tire tracks and someone exactly. killed a couple of years
ago. Yeah.
So.
We're not going to say the man hours.
No.
It doesn't replace that.
No.
It's just more effective.
Exactly.
Better, more coverage.
In fact, we're actually putting more product out because, not because we're being ineffective with it, we're just able to get to more places easier with it. And so it's covering, and it's, I think that's part of the reason. It's dry too, but part of the reason why we're getting such a better number on mosquitoes as well.
So having a backup drone, you wouldn't necessarily use two at the same time?
One of my goals is to have one in the north and one in the south, because even though Ty is the drone pilot, even though Ty is in those four areas, every area's got a place that, like Nibley's got over there by the Thomas Edison, and they're this golf area right there, there's that big slough right there. That is hard to do. And you can do it, but you basically have to have a backpack spreader.
I seen the abatement out there the other day.
Exactly. So we'll call Ty in to come and do that. So, but and then in Cornish, they keep flooding those from the West Mountains down to the highway. They keep flooding them, and we're getting the floodwater mosquitoes like crazy out there right now. And so instead of, like Craig just said, taking a four-wheeler and going back and forth, yes, it's cut and it's only this high, it's not going to hurt the, but the drone will call him out and he'll do five passes on the bottom end where that water pools, and then it's taking care of stuff like that. So every area has a place that is needed for the drones. That in Trenton, where the sod farm is in Trenton, that right down below that mountain off of the highway, there's that slough.
Oh, yeah.
He drew that. He flew that. Yes, maybe this morning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's more efficient by far
yes.
than the four wheelers.
But at the same time, we're using a little bit more product because where the four wheeler, we couldn't get down in some of that slough area. But now he's able to get it, so we're covering. We're getting a better cover though.
Yeah. So this give you the ability for backup and also expansion services.
Yes.
When needed.
Good. Yep.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thanks,
Dad. I will entertain a motion to buy the drone.
I move that we give approval to buy the drone.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Who any opposed? Was it Kelly it was second? Art. Okay. Art. I just heard it from over there.
Art. It was that area.
Yeah.
Whoever did it.
Yeah, whoever.
Okay.
Any other on the manager report, Richard?
No.
Okay.
Except if you know something that will keep tires from getting flat. I've had five flat tires this last 2 weeks, so.
Don't run over now.
Right. Only one on a truck. The rest have been trailers, but so it hasn't been too bad. So, yeah.
Okay, Sierra, you go.
Okay. Let's see. Trainings. Most of you, actually, I think almost everyone has deposited your checks, so thank you. Trainings.
You probably want to have Mr. Thompson.
Yes, trainings. I will have. I'll email you the stuff. And then I submitted for our hearings. We'll have our budget hearing for the 22nd of October at 7, just before our regular board meeting. And then we are going to be doing a set tax rate. So not not doing like a tax increase, but like having our tax rate set so that we get more of the property taxes with the growth of the valley. So that we'll go through all that process, and that hearing will be the same night as our November meeting, which will be at November 12th at 7. So it won't be any other extra meetings. It'll be the same night for both our tax set tax rate and our budget hearing. So,
and we planned on Craig Hidalgo actually brought this up. He says we should probably do that every 2 years. We'll just keep that tax rate so that with the growth of the valley, we're keeping that growth in. It's not, so that's why we're doing it. It's not a tax increase, it's just keeping the tax rate the same.
We're not losing ground.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else here?
Nope.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is to review and approve bills.
So your report's there. So that's where, as of last night, our PTAF is standing. Our Zions, as last night, we have, I can't remember, the one unclear check, and then the unprocessed checks are, almost all of them are some chemical checks. We need to pay their Hyde Park Canal Company. My mileage check, one of our employees didn't get her account number in correctly, so I had to write her a check for her payroll this last week, So yeah, basically chemicals is why it's so big for the unprocessed checks. And then that's where our thing is. And overall bills is just our typical, like, we got our personnel, our maintenance, fuel. It's that time of year where we have our Delta side and Lara side supplies, operation sites. We have our yearly fee for our fire protection, the canal company, and then Hyde Park, water, garbage, power. Our dues, we had our email for our Google due, our America Mesquite, America.
AMC.
The
American, no. AMCA is what it's, the acronyms.
Yeah.
Mosquito, yeah, I can't remember what
it's like called. National. So yeah, that's, and then our QuickBooks. For office equipment, the reason that's so high is that WiFiber and our yearly, our QuickBooks, we had a discount. That discount is now expired, so now we're paying the full price of $150 a year for QuickBooks. So that's why that's high. And then our yearly fee for our website, some office supplies, I got some things, and then...
She got stamps before it went up again.
Yeah. And then phones, and then vehicles, our pickup trucks for our lease, the Esri yearly for that. And then
Esri is the platform that all of our GPS stuff runs on.
Yes. And then the USU larvicide is what for the senior seniors, for the engineering students material. That they came for the materials. Yep.
That larvicide and adult side equipment, the reason why that's high, so our traps are 21 years old, and they're starting to show their, but a brand new trap's $1,000, so instead of buying a new trap, what I've done is you can piece and buy the individual parts, but still, they're expensive. Like if the electronic is $150 just for the little electronic part of it. So I got 10 of each of them, so then I can take some of our old traps that haven't worked in years and make them so that we continue to use them. So that's for that. But I heard you say, Dave, everything is expensive. I ask him if I'm paying for the grease sometimes too. So, yes.
Okay.
That's our bills.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the bills? Okay.
Second
by Jay.
Or Dave.
Jay Dave. Okay. It's been moved and seconded to pay the bills this month. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I'm moved that we adjourn.
Yeah, you know.
I have a question. Can I have a?
Sure.
Yeah. I was told by Ed Buist, our mayor in Bandon, to ask to make sure that on the 24th of July celebration, that week of, that just as in previous years, you're going to be schedule Mendon for that week.
Yeah, I've got, yeah.
And you got Hiram's, got a patriotic meeting this Sunday.
The fourth, you guys are doing, the problem is you keep extending it further into the week. So it's going to be Thursday night. But I worked the schedule around for you two because you both, and so that's why this year with the 4th of July being on Saturday, right? That Thursday, I've moved it so that Thursday night you're getting sprayed.
And you will have a patriotic meeting on Sunday, this coming Sunday. If maybe you can just spray around the square.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, we'll take it. Art, did Father you get my email? It's been a week ago about a constituent that...
Oh, the same one.
That it's a constituent that we've got a problem with. That's a problem with. I sent it to you and Brian, both of you, so just kind of look for it. I'll talk to you after the meeting about it, too. So.
Okay, I got Joe's motion, but I didn't hear it 2 seconds.
We're done.
Okay. Joe, you made a motion.
I had a motion.
Okay, Dave seconded.
Dave seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Joe's going to fire me because this has been a dang long meeting compared to what he does.